Welcome to Giants.com Big Blue Mock Draft. I'm Bob Popple with two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. Now, the Giants have the 23rd pick in the draft. It's really hard to do a mock draft at this point because so many things can happen before the Giants ever pick, depending on a run on a certain position group. So, David, what we're going to do is focus in on two areas that potentially the Giants could have a selection of players in. Running backs and offensive linemen. Let's start with the offensive linemen.
Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky. Blue collar, hardworking, but the issue for me with Forrest Lamp is the transition from a small school like Western Kentucky, the transition of playing tackle in that small school and transforming to a center guard in the NFL. Next pick, Garrett Bowles out of Utah. Best athlete in the draft out of the offensive line group. Can kick slide, can beat defenders and edge rushers to the point of attack and at the intersection point. But my issue with Garrett Bowles is his technique. I would put him and Forrest Lamp behind Ryan Ramczyk out of Wisconsin. What do you think of as a Wisconsin offensive lineman? Can technically sound, get to the point of attack, move defenders, and block and protect for a quarterback. So for me, Ryan Ramczyk is the best prospect.
All right, that's a look at some of the offensive linemen that could be there when the Giants pick. Let's go to the running back, which could be an area of need for the Giants. And this is, by all accounts, a pretty deep draft as far as running back, where you don't have to take one in the first round. But let's take a look at a couple of guys.
Okay, let's start out of Oklahoma, Samaje Perine. He is a beast. I absolutely love the way that he runs the football, has excellent balance, runs with his pads low, gets to the point of attack fast, has the vision to watch inside zone scheme and double teams before hitting it so that the offensive lineman can get to the second level. The issue for me with him is a long list of nagging injuries. Being the beast that he is, wanting contact instead of running out of bounds, those issues may have him drop to the second or third round. Alvin Kamara out of Tennessee has the elusiveness and everything that you're looking for out of a running back. Can stop and go on a dime, has the ability to beat defenders, linebackers, and corners with his speed. He has the ability to be a punt returner as well. But the thing about me that I worry about is his durability. He is not the biggest guy. Number one for me out of this group is Delvin Cook. When you're considered the best running back out of Florida State in history of the program, that's saying something about you as a running back. He has that it factor. When you watch a running back, there's something about them that jump off of the screen that you can't see in anybody else. It's just in their DNA. He is that guy. He can make people miss in a phone booth. He can take it to the house. He has that home run hitting ability. 10 carries for over 50-plus yards this past season. That is something that the New York Giants are going to weigh into if he is there at that 23rd pick.
All right, so just quickly, of those six players, the three offensive linemen, and if they're all on the board when the Giants go 23rd, who would be David Deal's pick?
I would pick Ryan Ramczyk out of the University of Wisconsin. He will provide this durability and the stability that the offensive line needs. What does he also do? He comes in, he creates competition, and you have a stalwart at the tackle position for the rest of Eli's career.
All right, there you have it. That's a look at some of the players on the offensive line and running back position. Make sure you log on to Giants.com. All complete coverage of the draft right here. For David Deal, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants.com in the mock draft.